You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Venture Highway.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
California dreams.
Yeah, baby!
Let's back up and move to California.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we are Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Don't forget, check out 805favorites.com.
And one of our favorites is 9021FA, and you know we talk about them all the time because they truly are one of our favorites. What a great day for FA soup today.
Oh my gosh, that hot bowl of
lusciousness. It really is. I mean, because there's so many different types, whether it's vegetarian with ham or it's chicken, you know, or it's seafood or whatever.
Okay, I found out.
Okay.
That ham is actually vegetarian ham.
Yeah, I told you that. I said it was called faux ham. You didn't believe me. That's what it's called. Faux, F-A-U-X. Like, not real?
Right. Anyway.
But
continue.
9021 Foz, right there in Westlake. Of course, their address is 30990 Russell Ranch Road. And their phone number is 818-597-1902. What's really cool about them is that they do a takeout now, a curbside takeout, which is really neat. So you can order that great soup. Say you're not really feeling that good today.
Or in the rainy weather, who wants to get down?
Exactly. You know, you call them in advance. Once again, 818-597-1902, and order a couple of... What's going on next to me? I'm trying... This is a serious subject here. We're talking about FA soup. Okay, so... 81. Call them. I gave the number out twice, right? Yes, call them and get some of that soup. It's absolutely delicious.
I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. Yes, I'm really hungry, I'm hungry.
All right, we know you're hungry. So
yeah.
What are we eating today?
Well, apparently we're eating faux ham in my faux soup.
Is this a faux cupcake?
No, sir. That is a
real
cupcake? That's a real glorious morning muffin.
A glorious morning muffin.
On a rainy, cloudy day, but it is a glorious muffin. It will help.
It is glorious because I ate the top off it already, and it is good.
I was wondering. I saw something missing.
I'm just sitting here. It's in front of me.
Mm. That's how it goes. Today's Hungry Man segment brought to you by Everybody's Hungry and the Ventura Meat Company's First Cut Educational Series. Tom,
yes.
January's class. It's coming up January 10th. It's about turducken. We're going to teach people how to debone a chicken. We're
going
to talk about trussing up birds, layers of flavor. January 10th, turducken at the Ventura Meat Company.
Is a turducken the one that has like three different meats?
A chicken inside a duck, inside a turkey.
Right.
With layers of sausage and flavor in between each one.
I want to come.
Yeah, I want to see that one.
So
I've never seen one.
Go to firstcut-turducken.eventbrite.com for more details. $25 per person.
Come, that's going to be fun.
And we always have the food share component with that as well.
Right.
But, Sandy, it was not too long ago where you were loving some baked goods and loving breakfast. And what happened?
I went gluten-free.
You went
not because I want to.
And there's some.
No, you've been a bummer ever since.
But there is something about a great muffin, right? In the morning with a cup of coffee, Beacon Coffee.
Is Beacon here?
They're on their way.
Are they? they missed the memo that we start at 7 every week.
They're on their way. But
pretty soon they'll get here at 10 when we're ready to leave.
It'll be a good time to wash down these gluten-free muffins that Sandy has in front of her.
Actually, I just tried one of my muffins, and it was really good.
Really
a
nice.
Lot of flavor, and it's good for me.
Yep. And the place to have Tom with your wonderful flavor, Sandy and the gluten-free, is Sticky Fingers Baking Company over on Main Street. They're located at 2016 East Main Street, about kitty corner from the high school. So right near Pete's Breakfast House, the Golden Egg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Right in that block. And Chef Catherine Glassman over there does a wide array of baked goods. Wonderful product, always moist and fresh. But a couple of the nice features, and what we brought in for you, Sandy, is a gluten-free line as well as vegan.
Oh, okay.
And not too many people know about the vegan option, but, you know, when it comes down to the different types of flour ingredients she puts in, but she does have vegan and gluten-free options. The one you're eating in front of you is the coffee cake muffin.
Okay,
and
it's
texturally, it's pretty on par with what you remember from any other kind of muffin, right?
If you had not told me, I would not know the difference.
You wouldn't have known. I had it just the other day. It was kind of a new release. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
It is good.
So it tastes to you as good as this one I have that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
You see this? This is a real
because I got the faux muffin, right?
You got a faux muffin. This is a real
just
muffin.
For all the listeners visual right now, Tom's waving the muffin in the vicinity, trying to at least
just
get the aroma.
Trying to irritate her.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Okay. Yeah, stick to it.
Chef Catherine, again, is using a lot of fresh ingredients, local when possible. What's nice about the muffin you're eating, Tom, is it's just jam full of great ingredients for the morning. Glorious Morning's got carrot. It's got a little bit, I think, coconut. It's got oats. Mm. There's raisins in there. It really is getting you a lot of nice nutrient and flavor.
A lot of flavor. This is very, very good.
Very good. She has some cool options during the holidays right now. She does some unique bundt cakes. She has a Bacardi rum cake, a chocolate Kahlua cake, and those are all for special order. And what's really kind of unique for me when I go in there, it's a very small shop, but that smallness mimics the craft, the passion, because you can see right into the kitchen. Catherine is usually interacting with you across the counter, or her husband, Marty, and they consider themselves a small batch bakery. So they don't put out a lot of product. I mean, you know, we talked about a few other restaurants in the past that do that freshness. They want to par accordingly, so they're not wasting things, and they're giving you the best product possible. Catherine's doing that over at Sticky Fingers Bakery.
So if you're going in there, you know that something was baked that morning.
Yeah, the muffins and stuff I brought into you today, I picked up at 6:30. Actually, she had me wait a little bit because the coffee cake muffins were fresh, hot out of the oven. They weren't quite cool enough to take yet. And she's in there every morning starting around 4:30, quarter to 5, gets her baking going. Everything in the case is made that day.
You can taste the freshness.
Oh, it is. This is really good. Fantastic. Now, what happens to the stuff that's not sold, you know, that day? Or does everything sell out? Do they make such small batches that everything goes?
She's pretty close to selling out. There have been a couple times I've been in there where there's something the next day. There's been some cupcakes. She has these cute little signs that, you know, talk about the cupcake needing a home and being abandoned from the day before. But, I mean, at some point, once the freshness is not there, if she hasn't sold through, you know, you have to discard that product. You want to make sure your customers are getting the best opportunity.
Right.
Can you get coffee there to go with your muffins?
You can. She's doing lattes, cappuccinos, and espressos, a nice pairing. Again, that hot, rich coffee, a little bit of earthiness, cuts through some of these sweet flavors. When we're looking at the different scones like you have in front of you, she's also doing some unique ingredients like pearl sugars. There's an apricot ginger scone that's available, kind of a neat combination. We have some macaroons floating around here somewhere. They're a French macaroon. Tom, they're right in front of you. So they're bright colors. One of the interesting ones for that is the mango macaroon. And I've seen macaroons in a lot of bake shops before. Those are gluten-free, though, Sandy.
Are they
made with almond flour.
Why'd you tell her that? She just said to me, I can't eat them. I was going to take them.
Did you see the sad puppy dog eyes she had, though?
I want the orange one.
Actually, I think he's lying. I think he wants you to have a bellyache. These are not gluten-free.
I want the orange one.
No, Tom, I think you and I both know none of us wanted to have a bellyache. So, but again, those talking about the gluten-free with the macaroons, they're made with almond flour, so anybody that has issues with gluten can have them. But we're not talking about just a limited array of product for those people. Doing a lot of fresh ingredients, a lot of flavor. The shop is really kind of quaint. Pinks and blacks. It makes you feel kind of like a French pâtissier, but also they wanted it to feel like you're in someone's kitchen. So they've got a nice little formica table. It's a 50s kind of mix. It's comfortable.
Oh, how cute.
Sounds like a place everybody want to go and pick up their muffins in the morning.
Now I have a question. So because it's so limited on their baked goods, how late are they open?
They are open Tuesday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 1.
Okay.
So, you know, the weekends are the big days, especially being across from the two breakfast house. You know, their windows are positioned accordingly so people can see in, see the espresso sign, see the baked goods, trying to lure people across the street for breakfast.
Of course.
They're open till 1 o'clock on the weekends.
Well, I have a suggestion. If you haven't eaten breakfast this morning, as soon as the show's over, you can't leave until 9, but as soon as the show is over, go over and pick up. What's this one called again?
That's the Glorious Morning Muffin.
This thing is absolutely delicious. If you don't like this, you don't like muffins. This is good.
Or if you're gluten-free, this coffee cake muffin that I have is unbelievable.
And we have a box full of goods for everybody else. There's a banana brown sugar muffin. There's a lemon scone. There's an oat bran with blueberry.
That looks too healthy.
It's amazing. I was in on Thursday talking with Catherine and her husband, Marty. She brought out this beautifully warm chocolate chunk peanut butter cookie that was jack full of oats, and it was, it just worked. It was awesome.
So real quick, I know you're probably going to have a giveaway, but I want to talk about real quick the champagne cupcake, because I just read here that they're going to be available on New Year's Eve.
That's right. So they're available for order right now. Again, talking through that small batch. A lot of, most of the cases are not filled with cakes in that. Those are special order. So you want to go in and talk to her about what you need. She'll help hook you up. The champagne cupcakes, they're on special up until New Year's Eve in time for your New Year's celebrations.
Yum.
Give her a call. There's a little bit of champagne in there to flavor it. It should be a lot of fun. They're not literally fizzy, but they're going to give you that
they're
essence.
They're just light.
Of right, they're light, and they're going to give you that reminiscent fizziness.
Hmm. Okay.
All right, so what's the giveaway?
The giveaway are two tastings, basically. She's going to give away a certificate for coffee and a baked good pairing. So we have two of those to give
wow.
away.
Okay. So let's go ahead and do that right now. 289-1520. Let's take callers number 8 and 10 on that one for two pairings where you're going to have the baked goods and you're going to have the coffee. You just go in there and doggone it, I'm telling you, it's mouthwatering.
It's nice. And you go in there and get your coffee and your baked goods, sit down, have a little chat with Catherine. She'll tell you about the shop.
Everybody'sHungry.com.
Everybody'sHungry.org or .com.
.org.
And also with the New Year's coming up, don't forget to get out there, make your black eyed peas for good luck. And for January 1st, go Purdue. Bowl game. So you saw the hat today.
Go Purdue.
You saw my nice little helmet hat.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you so much, Jason.
In
thank
the
you.
Ice Suck Bowl.
Yeah. You know. Sorry, USC.
All right, well, we're going to go on a short break, but before we do, again, props out to Beacon Coffee. We're so excited. They're located at 5777 Olivas Park Drive. They just came
in.
No,
they obviously are on a different time zone, so we just kind of need to discuss how the time zone works here.
It was perfect for the baked goods. It was right on time.
There you go.
I see John. Go visit John and Jen. Their phone number is 248-7054. We're going to go on a short break and hear from some sponsors. When we come back, we're going to hear from Curtis, Hop Headset, and I can't wait to find out more about beer. You're listening to Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.